Masechta Bechoras, Daf Yud Ches. Rabbi Tarfon said that if two Zecharim come from a first-time mother, the Kayin gets the best one, since the healthier one probably came out first. Rabbi Akiva says the Kayin takes the weaker one. Rabbi Tarfon was Chayze from his earlier Shita, and he holds if the Kayin and the Bailam get an equal share. The Mashal for Rabbi Tarfon, who says Yachloiku, is if two people each gave an animal to a shepherd to watch. One dies, and we don't know whose it was. The shepherd leaves the animal, and there is no muchzik, so we can't say hamitzi mechavero olav haraya. The Mishnah: if we have two first-time mothers and two zecharim were born, and we don't know who was born to who, so both go to the kayin. If it's a zachar and a keva, so the zachar goes to the kayin. Tarfon says the kayin gets the best one. Rabbi Kiva says he gets the not so good one. If one dies, they divide the live one. Rabbi Kiva says, however, that we don't divide them; rather, we say hamitzi mechavero olav haraya. Daf Yud Tes, the next Mishnah: if a Vlad was a Yotze Daifen, i.e. it was not naturally born, but born via a Caesarean, and Vlad number 2 was naturally born, Reb Tarfon says both are Yiru Ad Sheistavu, since both of them are a Suffolk Bechor. The first one is a Bechor Le'inyan Leida, the second one is a Bechor Le'inyan Peterechem, the womb opening up. Kiva says neither of them is a Bechor. Gemara: the Pasuk in Shmais Yud Gimel says, Kadesh li kol bechor, peter kol rechem, ivnei Yisrael. Kol bechor is a klal. Zachar, which is in Devarim, is a prat to limit the klal. And the next prat is peter kol rechem. Finally, if an akeva is born first, even if number 2 is a zachar, it is not called a bechor. This marks the end of this parak. Now let's begin parak gimel, halakeach behema, the Mishnah. If a Yisrael buys a behema from a guy, and he doesn't know if the behema previously gave birth, i.e., so the question is if the next one is a Bechor or not. Rabbi Yishmael says, if he bought a goat in its first year, we can assume that its child is a Bechor, since it's too young to have already have a child, and it goes to the Kain. If it's after the first year, then it's a Suffolk. If he bought a Rachel, a sheep, within the first 2 years, we assume that any new child is the Bechor. Afterwards, we say it's a Suffolk. A Par and a Chamor, the time is 3 years. Any new child after that is considered to be a Bechor, otherwise it's a Suffolk. Rabbi Kiva says he's Maida, that if now an animal has a fully formed child, it's for sure that before she did not give birth before that one, and the new child, this new child, is considered a Bechor. The simen by a daka of a previous birth is a discharge. The simen by a behema is a shilya, an afterbirth. And by a woman, the simen is that if a certain mass comes out from the woman. The rule is, by a Suffolk Bechor, we wait for it to get a mum, and then it can be eaten. Gemara: why don't we go after Rife and say that most animals do have a Vlad in year one, so the new one is not a Bechor? Our answer is maybe we hold like Remeir, who's Chayshish for a Miyat. No, maybe even Kerabanan, but we only go after Rife if it's a case of Ruba de Issa Kaman, if it's a concrete Rife. For example, if 10 stores sell meat, and 9 out of the 10 stores sell kosher meat and one sells treifa meat, we say called a parish meruba parish, because we're dealing with the concrete situation. There's 10 stores in the city, 9 sell kosher meat. It's concrete. But by aruba delesa kaman, not something concrete, which is in front of us, rather a statistics, for example, that most animals have a child in year one, which is not something concrete, but rather just a statistic, then we say the chachamim do not go after raif. Daf chaf: if we know for sure that it had a vlad, the kayin gets nothing. If it didn't, the kayin gets a bechor. If it's a suffolk, we wait for a mum, and then it can be eaten. There's a machlekes if we hold miktsis hayom kekule. Does part of the day count as a full day or not? Generally, we say yes, that miktsis hayom kekule, for example, by avelos, if a person sits shiva for a portion of a day, that's considered like he sat shiva for the entire day. Rabbi Akiva says a good simon to see if an animal has given birth before is to see if it gives milk. If it does give milk, then it must have had a previous child, since most animals only produce milk after it's had a child. Therefore, the next child cannot be a Bechor. Rabbi Yeshua argues and says, even though this applies in Raiv cases, we still must be Chayshish Lamiyat, and therefore, it's possible that it gave milk, that it's giving milk, even before it has a child. The Trumas Hadeshin, by the way, distinguishes between cows and goats. He says that although it's rare for cows to give milk prior to giving birth, it's not uncommon for goats to give milk prior to giving birth. Daf Chaf Aleph: to be offered as a carbon, an animal must be at least 8 days old. Does this age requirement apply to entering the corral to be counted for Meiser as well? The Gemara asks. Gemara says it's a machlokes. Rav Shimon says, even before 8 days. But others argue. Rava says, the shepherds of Tzalsa said that if the womb is closed off and the embryo is crushed, or if there is a major blood leakage, they must show it to a wise shepherd to see if there's an uber or not. Rav Chisda says, by a human woman, it takes 40 days for the baby to be created. If after that point she has a miscarriage, then it's similar to a live birth in that she must observe the Yemei Tuma and the Yemei Tahara. The Gemara says, a Yisrael who buys an animal from a different Yisrael, as soon as the animal has a child, we assume that it's a Bechor, unless the seller had told him beforehand that this animal already has a child. Rav explains that an animal which has already given birth is preferable to an animal that hasn't given birth, and it's therefore in the seller's best interest to inform the buyer that his animal has already given birth, therefore he can ask for a higher price. The seller's silence on this matter is therefore construed as proof that the animal has never given birth, and the buyer must treat the firstborn in his possession as a bechor vadai, therefore he has to give it to a kohen. Kuntres al-Daf brings a number of reasons as to why an animal which has already given birth is preferable to one that hasn't. Rashi brings, it says that the advantage to buying an animal that has already given birth is that its next offspring is exempt from the laws of Bechor and need not be given to a Kohen. Tosfos in the name of Rashi cites another reason. He says that many animals die during their first birth, and therefore people prefer buying an animal that has already survived its first birth. Shmuel, by the way, here in the Gemara argues and says that it's considered, this case is considered a Suffolk. Be'echanan says it's definitely not a Bechor. The Mishnah. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says that if a behema gasa released a solid mass of dam, it must be buried, since we're chayshish that it's a bechor, which would be, of course, also bahana. But the next child will not be considered a bechor. Gemara. This vlad is not metama b'maga u'b'masa. If this animal is born in a house, it's a machlokes if it's metama the house or not. If an uber died inside of the mother, the womb opens in house A, but the animal was moved and gave birth in house B, and then the vlad came out, we say that the first house is tame, as long as the head of the animal was a good size. If we have a big piece of dirt from a field which was plowed over and a kever was on the field, we're chayshish that the dirt contains a piece of mace the size of etzem kisa'ira, which can now be metame. If Yisrael buys fish brine, which is fish juice and water, from an amaretz, so we're afraid that the amaretz made it tame, so the eitz is as follows. Connect it to the water in a mikveh, and it will become tahar, miman avshach. If roiv of the juice is water, the mikveh will be metahar via hashaka, via the little kiss, which we know creates that connection with the mikveh. And if it's roiv tzir, then it's tar, since tzir does not become tame. And the miyat of water is batul b'roiv. But this is only if the tzir is for dipping. But if the tzir is going to be put in a pot, the miyat of water in the tzir becomes min b'minai, with the other water in the pot. And the rule is that it will become tame. The rule is that truma is batul b'meya, if it's within meya of chulin. Normally things are batal b'shishim, truma is batal b'meya. If truma t'meya fell into 100 parts of chulin t'haira, Rabbi Eliezer says we must take out one saw, and this becomes usher as truma. The Chachamim say truma t'meya becomes batal in the tahara, in the t'haira, but you must eat it in small pieces. Finally, if something which is tame became batal b'raif, if later on it becomes mitzdarif with other items that are tame, it's a machlekes if the first tuma is chayzer v'nir, if it can be reactivated or not. Rabbi Yirmiyah says yes, it can be reactivated. Daf Chav Gimel. If Afer from the Para Aduma, which can be Metame, someone, if that gets mixed up with regular ashes, we look for Raiv to decide if it's Tame. The Raiv controls the entire thing. Gemara says we have two pieces of Kasher meat and one piece of Nevela. The Nevela is Batal to the Kasher. And finally, if something smells bad, it's a Machlokes if it's Metame, Bemaga, Uvemasa. The Mishnah. Shimon ben Gamliel says if someone buys a Behema and the Behema has milk in its udder, we assume that it must have already given birth to a child, since only it can only possibly have milk if it already gave birth. So a future vlad will not be considered to be a bechor. If someone enters his flock, if we see an animal nursing, we assume that that animal nursing, the next birth from that animal is not a bechor, since it already had one. Gemara. Rav says we paskin like all the mishnayos in this parak, except where there's a machlekes. And the rule is that anytime a Mishnah has Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, we paskin like him, since we say Mishnah's Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, kav v'noki. Daf Chav Dalet. If someone buys a nursing animal from a guy, we say that the next child is a suffik bechor, since it's possible that it has rachmanis on a child that doesn't belong to it, and it's nursing the child anyway. Shimon Gamliel says, the next one is not considered a Bechor, since Roiv animals can only nurse if it already had a child before. Thus, the Chazaka is that if a mother has a child of her own, she will not leave it to go nurse a different child. Finally, the rule is that we always paskin like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, except in three cases, Arev, Tzidon, and Raya Achreina. The next Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi ben Amishulam said, even though the Pasuk says, Loi Sagais, it sometimes is mutter to remove the hair of a Bechor anyway. If one shechts a Bechor, he can remove some hair so he can do a kosher shechita, so that he can see the makam shechita. Otherwise, we'll have a problem. We could have a potential problem, a shaila of chalada, or if he can't see the spot that he's doing the shechita. It's also mutter to remove some hair, so the chacham can determine if the spot has a mum. And the Gemara says, Rav holds that the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi ben Hamishulam in our Mishnah. If someone wants to shecht an animal on Yontif, can he remove some of the hair to be able to do the shechita or not? It may be asr, since it's like oiker davar megidulai, which is asr on Yontif. But it may also be mutter, since it's considered a davar she'ena miskaven. The person really didn't have in mind to do the malacha. Taf chafei. A rag wrapped over a liquid barrel cannot really be moved on Yontif, since we're afraid of shechita, of squeezing, which is a malacha. Even though davar she'ena miskaven is mutter, but something which is a psik resha, that's asr. Something which is definitely going to happen. Psik resha, the word psik resha comes from psik resha, if you cut off the head of a chicken or a rooster, v'layamas, psik resha v'layamas, you're going to cut off that, of course it's going to die. So if it's something very, very clear, if it's going to be a malacha, in that case we do not say davar she'ena miskaven is mutter. The maskana is that it's mutter to pluck hairs on yantav, because it's done kelacher yad, not in the normal way. The normal way will be to shear it. Plucking is considered kelacher yad. However, the Gemara says that shani kanaf dahainu urche, plucking the feathers of a bird's wing, is considered something which is normal and routine. Based on this, Taisvus, the Rea Maschil, the Havale, rules that plucking a bird's feathers on Yontif to facilitate a shechita is also, because plucking a bird's feathers by hand is not considered kilachar yad, it's not considered unusual. Kudus Aladaf brings the Rambam in Hilchos Yontif Paragimel Halacha Gimel, who also rules that although plucking an animal's hair for shechita is mutter on Yontif, plucking a bird's feathers is not mutter. Accordingly, if one wants to shecht a bird on Yontif, he must pluck its neck feathers prior to Yontif. Even though, by the way, one is permitted to perform a malacha such as shechita on Yontif for the sake of eichel nefesh, for eating, however, machshirei eichel nefesh she'efshel asay semi'esma, things which are preparatory, which could have been done before Yontif, such as plucking the feathers, cannot be done on Yontif. The Ramban disagrees and allows plucking a bird's feathers on Yontif to facilitate shechita. The Ramban argues and says that since after slaughtering a bird on Yontif, it's mutter to pluck all of its feathers, so that you can eat the bird, one may pluck some of the neck feathers prior to the shechita as well, and as much as they stand to be plucked after shechita in any case. If there are two hairs of a para aduma which are not red, then it's possible to be used as a para aduma. The heter of removing hair in the Mishnah is only with a hand, not with a keli. The Mishnah. The hair of the bechor, which had a mum, and was cut, and it was stored, and then the animal was shechted, Akadia ben Mahalalel says the hair is mutter, and the Chachamim say that it's osur. Gemara. The machlokes in the Mishnah is by a case where a Chacham had paskin that there was a clear mum. Finally, a grave which was lost in a field, it's a machlokes if the field has a chazaka of tuma or not. Daf Chavav. If a person cut wool off a sheep, which was a carbon oila, when it was totally alive, what is its status after the shechita? Gemara says machlokes. Finally, it's impossible to have fleece where some of the ends do not rise above the straight fleece. This marks the end of this parak. Next parak, parak Dalad Ad Kama, the Mishnah. Even though the Yisrael will give a bechor to a kohen, but before he gives it, he must take good care of it until he gives it to the kohen. If it's a behemah daka, like a tzayin, he must do this for 30 days. If it's a gasa, a large livestock animal, then he has to do it for 50 days. Rabbi Yehuda says, by a daka, the time is 3 months. Bizman hazeh, if a kohen asks for it stam, you're not mechuyev to give it to him. The bechor must be eaten within the first year. The pasuk in Devarim Tesvav says, Livnei Hashem alaykecha toichelenu shana b'shana. Gemara. The bechor of a man, that the time that you wait before doing pitin haben, is 30 days. If a kohen asks for the animal, for the bechor, and he can't make use of it, we don't necessarily give it to him. Otherwise, it looks like the kohen is working for the owner. If the kohen helps out in the silo, or the levi helps in the silo, so they'll eventually be chosen as the kohen to get the truma or the meiser, we don't give it to him. And if we do give it to that kohen or that levi, the grain to that kohen is considered like a profanity, like sechalala. Daf Chav Zayin. A person can choose any kayin to give the truma to that he wants to. And if someone who is a Yisrael pays the person to give his nephew truma, for example, this is mutter. But a kayin cannot pay someone to give truma to his nephew. Truma is called kedushas haguf, so the kedusha cannot be transferred from it. But bechor and matanais are called kedushas damim, so the kedusha can be transferred to money. Truma of chutz la'aretz does not have kedusha midaraisa, but only has kedusha midarabanan, so a kayin can work in a sila. And although the truma is normally only batal b'meya, but truma chutz la'aretz has a kula and that it's batal b'raif. Truma normally cannot be eaten by anyone who is tamei, but truma chutz la'aretz is only asur to a tamei person who became tamei very strongly via a tuma that came directly from his guf, for example a zav, a nida, or a balkeri. But if someone became tamei from something else, for example tamei mace, then it would be mutter. Since today we don't require hazah for trumas chutz la'aretz, we don't need harav shemesh waiting until nightfall either. And in fact, Rav Amram said that a tamei mace in chutz la'aretz can even eat trumas chutz la'aretz without harav shemesh, but we don't paskin like this. Finally, the cheshbon of the year for a bechor is from when the bechor is actually born. We don't cheshbon it from the time of Tishrei the Tishrei, normal calendar year. The double lashon in the pasuk of shana b'shana, techlana shana b'shana, teaches us that the carbon bechor can be eaten for a period of 2 days and one night. The Mishnah. If the kayin shechts a bechor before having a chacham check to see if it has a mum kavua, and after the shechita the kayin says that it was taka a mum kavua, Rabbi Yehuda says that it's mutter. Rabbi Meir says, since it wasn't shechted with the preliminary rishus of a mumcha, it's aser. If someone who isn't the mumcha checks the bechor and says that it is a mum kavua, the bechor must be buried, and the kayin must be paid back for the loss. Gemara. A cataract, however, even Rabbi Yehuda is maida that it's aser, since a cataract changes after misa, and it can look like a mum kavua, even though before death it wasn't. Finally, since by gasa, if it becomes pasul, it is considered a bigger loss, the payment is different than by a daka. The Mishnah. If a dayan gives an incorrect psak, for example, he says that someone who is chayav is really potter, we say that the psak stands, but he must compensate the loser. But if Bezdin gave him rishus to paskin, then he doesn't have to pay. But next Mishnah. There was a maisa with a para, where a womb was removed. Reb Tarfon says that it's a trefa, and he gave it to the dogs. The Chachamim in Yavne said it isn't a trefa, so they wanted Reb Tarfon to pay, but then Rabbi Akiva said that he's potter, since he's a member of the Bezdin, and he's allowed to paskin, and those kind of people, even if they make a mistake, do not have to pay. The next Mishnah. If someone charges money to check a behema for a mum kavua, we cannot shecht on his word, since he's getting paid, so therefore he's a biased opinion. Therefore he'd want to make the owner happy, so he may say that it's really okay, when really it's not. Daf Chavtas, Gemara. The payment for the gasa was higher than for a daka, since it's harder to shecht. It has to be held much harder to keep it on the ground from moving. The Mishnah. A person who charges money for a psak, or he charges money to be an aid, the psak or the aidus is batal. If a dayan is old and cannot walk, the person who wants his psak must pay for the transportation to get him to the place of judgment. And that's mutter, of course. Gemara. It's usher to charge money for a psak, or it's usher to charge money to teach Torah, since the pasuk by Moshe Rabbeinu in Dvarim Dalad says, Re'e limadati eschem chukim umishpatim, kasher tzivani Hashem alaikai, and we darshan, ma'ani bechinam, afatem bechinam. Someone has to teach Torah for free. But if one can't find someone to teach him Torah for free, then he should pay someone. Kunchus Aladaf brings Taisvis, who cites the Gemara in Ksubas, Daf Kuf Hei Amid Aleph, which relates that there were judges in the city of Yerushalayim who were paid a salary from the Trumas Halishka, from the temple treasury funds. Likewise, the Gemara in Ksubas, Daf Kuf Vav Amid Aleph, says that the Torah scholars that taught the Kohanim the laws of Shechita and Kemitza received a salary from the Trumas Halishka. In light of our Gemara's halacha, Taisus asks, why was this mutter? Taisus answers that the money that the judges received was not considered wages for their services, but rather was a stipend to support them, since they dedicated all of their time to teaching, and were unable to provide a livelihood for themselves, it was an obligation for the public through the Trumas Halishka to support them. But Taz quotes this Taisus to justify the custom of Rabbanim who are paid salaries from the community, since this is their only means of support. The Ramah in Yerodeah Simen Reish Mem Vav, Siv Chaf Aleph, brings another reason from the Abarbanel. He explains that just as it's customary to support our Rabbanim so as to enhance the chashivas of the rabbinate, that's why here it's mutter. So if Rabbanim would be forced to occupy themselves with business to support themselves, their position and honor would be belittled, and their congregants wouldn't properly respect him. Therefore, the Rama concludes that if a Rav is able to support himself and refrain from taking a salary from the community, it is commendable and is considered a real act of tzidkus. The next Mishnah. If someone is suspect that he may have inflicted a mum on a bechor, we can't buy meat from him, since it may have come from the bechor. The next Mishnah. If a person is suspect regarding shvius produce, then you cannot buy anything from him where the rules of shvius are possible to have been broken. Another Mishnah. If someone is suspect of passing off truma as chulin, you can't buy any food from him, even salt. Reb Shimon says it's only usher to buy grains, which truma is shayachan, but salt, that would be mutter to buy from him. Daf Lamed, the Gemara. Stam children, the Gemara says, like nuts, as in egoism, very much. The Mishnah. One who is chashud regarding shvius is not necessarily chashud on maisrus, and vice versa. But if one is chashud on both, then kol shekein, he's chashud on taharis as well. The rule is that someone who is chashud for something cannot be a dayan or an aid regarding that matter. Gemara. Shvius and maisrus don't passel each other, since maisr is eaten only in Yerushalayim. He might be more afraid to be over on it. If one is chashud on taharis, we're not chashud on shvius and maisrus, if he's nizer in them in his house. Rabbi Yehuda argues on the Mishnah and says, once you're chashud on shvius, then kol shekein, you're chashud on maisr. The Gemara says, if a guy comes to convert, except one thing, he doesn't want to be makabel, then we don't accept him. And if someone wants to be a chaver, except for one thing, we're not makabel him either. How long does someone have to observe the halachas by a chaver to fully accept him as a chaver? Beis Shammai says, 30 days for Mashkin and 12 months for Begadim. Beis Hillel says, all for 12 months. Others say Beis Hillel says, for everything, 30 days. A person who wants to become a chaver must be accepted in front of a group of three chaverim. Finally, we say that Eishas chaver kechaver. So even if he dies, his wife and family are still considered trustworthy, just like he was. Daf Lamed Aleph. A person can check any bechor to see if it has a mum, except for his own personal animal, because of course it might be a biased opinion. But he can check his own karbanis and taharis. This marks the end of this parak. Now let's begin parak hey, called Psulei Hamukdashin, the Mishnah. Any kachim which get a mum, if you can negotiate a good price for it, that hana goes for hektish. But by bechor and meiser, all hana goes to the owner. And the Gemara says, is it possible for a person to live in two worlds? Reb Shimon bar Yochai said, any Talmud Chacham whose words are said in this world, it's as if he's in both worlds alive, and his lips move in his kever. The Gemara says, a lulav, for the purpose of Meiser, we look at Chanata, the blossoming year. While in Esrog, we go by when it was actually picked to determine whether it's a year you can't work with it, i.e. for the Shemitah, Daf Lamed Beis. A Meiser Behema with a mum that belongs to Yosemim, you can sell it in a regular market. A bechor can be sold with a mum, even while alive. A ma'aser behema, however, cannot be sold, because the pasuk says, lo yigoil. Finally, if when counting animals of ma'aser, you make an error, the ninth, for example, you call the tenth you call the ninth, and the 11th you call the tenth, all three of the animals attain a level of kedusha. The Mishnah. Beis Shammai says, Yisrael is not allowed to be invited to eat meat of a behema, which is a bechor. A behema with a mum, of course, we're referring to. Beis Hillel says it's mutter, and in fact, even a guy can eat from it. Gemara. Our Mishnah is like Rabbi Akiva, who holds like the Machlokes in the Mishnah. Daf Lamed Gimel. Beis Shammai says that a Nida cannot eat from the meat of a Bechor, which has a Mum. Beis Hillel says it's Mutter. On Yontif, it's Usur to flay the skin of an animal. And the Gemara says that if someone was Makdish two animals for a Karban Chattis, one to have sort of as a spare, so if one has a Mum, the one without the Mum is the Karban. If after the Pidyon he Shechted it, so now the second really should go Lamisa, since he already has a Kapara. The next Mishnah. If a Bechor suffers from Achuzas Dam, blood congestion, Rabbi Yehuda says we're not allowed to do any bloodletting at all, even if without doing the bloodletting, it will die. The Chachamim say it's okay to make an incision as long as it isn't a Mum Kavua. But if you accidentally created a Mum Kavua, then you can't shecht it based on that fact. Rabbi Shimon says you can do bloodletting, even with a Mum Kavua, since it's considered a Davar She'ena Miskaven, and a Davar She'ena Miskaven is Mutter. Gemara. If a barrel of truma is a suffik tame, then it's a machlekes if one can do an act of kilkul or not. Finally, if two people who are tame prepare a karban mincha while in two different phases of tuma, one does lisha and one does, for example, afia, both are chayef. Daf Lamed Dalet. You can't intentionally create a situation that a mum will happen. For example, put a fig on the ear of the animal, so a different animal will come to bite the fig, and the ear as well, and that would create a mum kavua. The Gemara says by Amay Vriya, the Pasuk says in Shmais Chaf Aleph, La Yimshal Lemachra Bevigdai Ba. So according to Rabbi Akiva, we say, Yesh Eim Lemikra. We read the Pasuk and we see as if there's a Yud, because it sounds like there's a Yud. Rabbi Eliezer says, Yesh Eim Lemisiris. So we look at how it's spelled. Therefore, since it's spelled without a Yud, it's as if that's how we actually learn the Pasuk without the Yud. Finally, you pass in the halachas like Reb Shimon, that a davar sheina miskaven is mutter. The Mishnah. If a person inflicts a mum kavua in a bechor with kavana, so he's never allowed to shecht this bechor. According to Rabbi Eliezer, this is because of a knas. The Chachamim say, when it gets a new mum, at that point you can shecht it. Gemara. If a chassan, who's just gotten married, has a negat tzaras, the kayin purposely does not check it for the zayin yemei mishta, so therefore he won't become tameh during his sheva brachas. If a father inflicts a mum kavua on an animal and then dies, does the son who yarshens the bechor get a knas as well? This is a machlekes. The Gemara says if a field was dethorned in Shemitah, you can still plant on it after Shvias, and there is no knas, since dethorning is not a maisa chashuva. But if in Shvias, however, the field was fertilized with an animal, then there is a knas, since this is a maisa chashuva. We paskin that if one person was metame items that belonged to his friend, which were tahar, and then he died, so there is no knas to his son. Since really, me'ikar hadin, this is a hezek she'en nikar. You can't see it happening, it's just being metame something. And a hezek she'en nikar, loishma hezek. So if he was alive, the Rabbanan made a special gzera for knas, but not if he's dead. If he's dead, loigozu, Rabbanan, with a knas. The next Mishnah. There was a maisa with an old male ram that its hair was so long, it dangles. And they explained to an officer that it wasn't touched since it's a bechor, and they need to wait for a mum. So the officer made a mum, and the chachamim allowed it. The klal is, since it wasn't done with a kavana, then it's mutter. But if it's done by kavana to be matched the bechor, then it's aser. Im yirtzeh Hashem, on the next day, we will continue with the next Mishnah, but at this point, we will conclude our shir.